So let's have a little bit more look at this practice before we go back into the practice. Maybe some more advice about the practice. Again, we'll be reading a little bit from Alan Wallace's book and then we'll make some comments on that. So here he's talking about the practice on page 101. When you first begin the practice of settling the mind in its natural state, you may have difficulty identifying the intangible domain of the mind. Or even if you do settle your awareness there, after some time your attention may become vague, disoriented, or spaced out. If you have difficulty identifying the domain of the mind or sustaining attention there, consciously bring up a thought such as, "What is the mind?" and attend to it. Don't think about this question or try to answer it. Just observe the thought itself, watching it emerge in the field of consciousness and then dissolve back into that space. Once it's gone, keep your focus right where the thought was and see what comes up next. If you slip back into a kind of lax, mindless vacuity, deliberately generate the thought again and observe it with bare attention. When you become familiar with this practice, you will no longer need to generate such a thought to crystallize your awareness and locate your attention. That will happen by itself as thoughts arise and pass of their own accord. So this is quite common in when people begin the practice is, you know, what am I focusing on? Where am I focusing? So if you don't know or you can't really understand what to focus on or where to focus, then we can do as he suggested. Every so often, just deliberately generate a thought. Any thought will do. Keep it very simple. And then just watch that thought that you generate as it arises in your mind. And then watch it as it disappears back into the mind. And then just keep your attention right where it was and wait for the next thought to appear in that space. So we can do that from time to time if we get sort of, we're not sure what to do or we get spaced out or disoriented. And he also talked there about bare attention. So remember again, bare attention means to observe directly. Because also, particularly in this practice, there can be a danger that when a thought arises, we start making commentary on that, or we think about that thought, or we go, well, why is that there? Where did that come from? And so forth. So here we are to simply observe that mental event directly without really commenting on it or visualizing, imagining, or anything like that, just directly. And then he goes on to say at the bottom here, the practice of attending to the space of the mind and whatever events arise there is like taking a naturalist's field trip into the wilderness of your mind. When you first embark on this inward journey, you may perceive very little. But as you grow more accustomed to the practice, you will begin to identify an increasing quantity and range of mental phenomena. Some of them are discrete, like thoughts and images, while others are nebulous, like emotions and moods. This practice provides you with experiential access to a domain that cannot be observed with any of the instruments of modern science or technology. The most they can do is to detect the neural and behavioral correlates of the phenomena you are observing directly. You have become a naturalist of the mind, and a whole new world is opening up to you that for most people remains largely unconscious. In this practice, the locus of awareness gradually descends from the superficial level of coarse mental activity that is immediately accessible through introspection down into the inner recesses of the mind that are normally below the threshold of consciousness. You discover in this training that the border between conscious and unconscious mental events shifts in relation to the degrees of relaxation, stability, and vividness of attention. especially when you engage in this practice for many hours each day, for days, weeks, or months at a time, you dredge the depths of your own psyche. In doing so, you remember long-forgotten experiences, both pleasant and unpleasant, and a wide range of desires and emotions. So as he's saying here, that often in the beginning stages of the practice, when people observe the mind, they don't really see much at all, or it's very vague or not very clear. But that's okay, that's normal. I mean, it's a little bit like when we start focusing here at the entrance of the nostrils. Normally, as a beginner, we notice hardly anything, or something very vague, not very clear. But again, that's just because we don't have stability and clarity yet. So also when we're observing the mind, you may find there's sort of something there, but it's not very clear, it's very hazy, fuzzy. But that's normal. So just patiently stay there, and as with the nostrils, as we patiently stay there and observe more attentively, then, you know, the sensations here start to become more and more clear. Similarly, with this practice of observing the mind, as we patiently stay there and observe the mind and stability and clarity improves, we're going to start to notice more and more mental events more and more clearly. So that will change over time. So then he goes on to say, what happens here is a kind of luminously clear discerning, free association of thoughts, mental images, memories, desires, fantasies, and emotions. You are plumbing the depths of your own mind, undistracted by external diversions. Once hidden phenomena are unmasked through the lack of suppression of whatever comes up. This is potentially an extraordinarily deep kind of therapy, and the more intensively you practice it, the more important it is to proceed under the guidance of an experienced, compassionate teacher. During your meditation sessions, internalize the wisdom of this contemplative tradition and make sure you implement the core instructions of this practice. Whatever arises in the mind, do not be carried away by it and do not grasp onto or identify with it. Just let it be. So just let it be here is a little bit different, of course, to the breath practice. In the breath practice, thoughts and other events are distractions. So in that practice, you need to let go of thoughts, meaning if you get caught up in a thought when you're focusing on the breath, let it go, meaning just come back to the breath, come back to the breath. Here in this practice, of course, thoughts are not problems. Thoughts are part of the object. So instead of letting go of thoughts or trying to block them or get rid of them, let them be. Let them be doesn't mean, of course, get caught up in them. Don't get carried away by them. So let them be doesn't mean get caught up and follow them. Let them be simply means don't try to block them or get rid of them. Simply allow them to arise and pass without identifying with the thought, without getting carried away. So the problem here, of course, in this practice is not thoughts themselves. So we're not trying to make our mind still in this practice. If you've ever tried to make your mind still, you know it doesn't work. You just get more agitated. So thoughts are not problems in this practice. What the problem, of course, is grasping onto the thought and following the thought. So if you've grasped onto a thought, identified with it and followed it, then we need to let go of the grasping and just come back to observing the mind. Watch thoughts, feelings, or other mental events arise. With discerning intelligence, be aware of their nature and let them slip back into the space of awareness without any judgment or intervention on your part. This is the key to letting the knots of the psyche unravel themselves as the extraordinary healing capacity of the mind reveals itself. This is a path to deep sanity. Just one more comment maybe before we go back into the practice. Of course, our very strong habit is always to entertain our thoughts, emotions and memories, meaning when they come up in our mind, we generally identify with them and follow them and get caught up in them. So that is our very strong habit. So just like the breath practice, we need to make sure we don't come into this practice with completely unrealistic expectations, expecting that, yes, we'll be able to simply observe them arise and pass, because we really don't have that habit. So just as with the breath practice, then often people go into the breath practice with the expectation, I should be able to focus on my breath okay. I might get a little bit distracted, but I think I can do that okay. And of course, when we can't, when we get heavily distracted, we just get frustrated and upset. So likewise, in this practice, if we come into this practice with the expectation that from the very beginning, we'll simply be able to sit there and observe them arise and pass, we're probably going to get extremely frustrated. Because again, our strong habit is simply to always follow our thoughts and emotions. So if we can get rid of that expectation, then we'll at least avoid a lot of unnecessary frustration. And of course, what we can do here as well is follow some very nice, very good advice from this great Indian master, Shantideva, who says, no matter how difficult something seems, everything with practice becomes easy. And that's the same here, is that initially it may seem to be extremely difficult to observe thoughts and emotions and memories arise and pass, but that's simply because we're not used to it. So if we just patiently and diligently keep practicing, then over time it will become easier to do that. It's the same as everything in our life. You know, sometimes when we're very young, we saw some particular activity and go, oh, that's just too difficult, I can't do that. But then, of course, we apply ourselves to it and practiced and practiced and practiced, and then it becomes easy, and then sometimes it becomes very easy. So similarly here, we need to be patient with ourselves, not to have these unrealistic expectations, and that over time, the more we practice it, the easier it becomes. So again, this, just to summarize then, in this practice, we are observing the space of the mind and then whatever mental events arise in that space. We are being like an impartial observer or witness of the mind. And so again, the quintessential instructions is without grasping, without distraction. Meaning without grasping, meaning when some mental event comes up, don't identify with it, don't follow it, just simply observe it arising and pass. And without distraction, of course, not allowing ourselves to get distracted by other sensory things or get caught up in thoughts as well. Okay. Actually, one more point, and then we'll go into the practice. Because many of us have this very strong habit to always get caught up in our mental events, our thoughts, emotions and memories, one thing you might like to experiment with in this meditation, in this practice now, is a little thing that we can use as a beginner, a little bit like the idea of counting the breaths to help stabilize the mind. Here in this practice, we can do, if you find that you're always getting caught up and carried away, one thing you might like to experiment with, you may find helpful, is what's called noting. Noting or labeling. Meaning, when some mental event comes up, then give that mental event a name. Give it a label, give it a name. So if something comes up, then give it a name like, oh, thought, or anger, or memory. If you give it a name, then it becomes an object. And then we have a little bit more space from it. And that could be helpful in not getting caught up in it, if you can identify it by giving it a name. So you might like to experiment a little bit with that in this next session. If you're going to do noting or labeling, then keep it very simple. Because otherwise, if you don't, it just becomes commentary on commentary on commentary. You know, some thought comes up, and instead of just labeling a thought, we enter into commentary like, oh, that's this and this and this thought, and why is that here, and what's that doing, and why, what's going on here, I don't want that. And so we just end up more and more commentary. So we need to make sure that if we're going to do this noting or labelling, is to keep it very simple. So you might like to experiment with that, And you may find that helpful. So we'll maybe introduce that also into this meditation. Okay, that's all I really wanted to talk about now. So we're going to do now two sessions, two 24-minute sessions with a two-minute break in the middle. Oh, actually, one more very last point. What I'm going to do, just so that you're aware of that, is at the end of... I'll do it just at the end of the second of the two sessions now. But at the end of that second of the two sessions, I'm going to start to introduce a little bit the practice for tomorrow, this awareness of awareness practice. I've already done that a little bit in the morning meditations. You may have noticed in some of the meditations right at the end I've said, okay, just release all appearances and let the mind come to rest. Just rest in awareness. Just be aware of being aware. So that actually is the practice for tomorrow. So today you may find that at the end of some of these meditations, I'll right at the end just introduce that, just so that we can start to become a little bit familiar with that today, so that when we talk about it tomorrow, you've had some experience of it. So that's what you might expect in some of the meditations today, right at the end. Okay? So finding a nice comfortable posture. As an act of loving kindness for yourself, allow your awareness to descend into the body, simply becoming aware of sensations throughout the body. And using the out-breath to relax and release any tightness or tension in any part of the body. Relaxing more deeply with each out-breath. without dwelling in the past, without anticipating the future. Simply allow the mind to come to rest in the present moment. Through focusing on the sensations of the breath throughout the body. Allow your eyes to be at least partially open, vacantly resting your gaze in the space in front of you, keeping the eyes soft and relaxed. And now bring your attention to your own mind and simply observe your own mind and whatever is arising in the space of the mind. Thoughts, emotions, memories, mental images. Simply be like an impartial observer or witness, observing these mental events as they arise and pass, without grasping to them, without becoming distracted. you're not sure where to focus, or you're simply becoming spaced out, then every now and again, deliberately generate a thought. Any thought will do. And watch that thought as it arises in your mind. And watch it as it disappears back into the mind. And then keep your attention right where it was, and simply wait for the next thought to appear in that space. if you find that you've got caught up in a thought and got carried away, then without getting upset, simply relax, release grasping onto that thought, and very gently return to observing the mind. So relax, release, and return. Every time you get carried away, keep coming back. to stretch your legs. You can do that now quietly. So again, keeping the back nice and straight and allowing the entire body to become completely relaxed, completely at ease. Letting go of any expectations for this meditation and simply allowing the mind to come to rest in the present moment through focusing on sensations of the breath throughout the body. once again, allowing the eyes to be at least partially open, vacantly resting your gaze in the space in front of you. And now bring your attention to your own mind. Observe your own mind and whatever is arising in the mind. Simply be like an impartial observer or witness, observing mental events as they arise and pass, without grasping to them, without becoming distracted. Help balance the mind, to help overcome agitation or distraction, we can use the out-breath as an opportunity to relax, to release any distractions, and very gently return to observing the mind. And to help overcome dullness or being spaced out, we can use the in-breath as an opportunity to arouse and refresh our focus on the mind. you find that you're constantly becoming caught up in thoughts and carried away, then you might like to experiment with noting or labeling, that is, giving a name to each mental event as it arises. And this may help you to not so easily get caught up in them. So you might like to experiment with that. if you find that you're becoming frustrated at not being able to observe the mind, then simply observe that frustration. Whatever is arising in the mind, simply observe it without getting caught up in it, without trying to get rid of it. Now release all appearances and simply allow the mind to come to rest. Simply resting in awareness itself. Without really trying to do anything at all. Without even trying to meditate, just be. Simply be aware of being aware. All sorts of appearances will continue to arise, but now pay no attention to any appearance and simply rest in the experience of awareness itself. Maybe just a couple of comments before we break for lunch. In this practice, of course, one of the most common experiences people have as a beginner is not being able to observe the thoughts. Simply, whenever something comes up in the mind, swept away all the time. So again, one thing, if that occurs, and that's probably the case for many of you, or many of us rather, not to get frustrated, because this is our habit. So to just recognize that this is our strong habit. So this actually is a sign of progress, to come to realize how much we do this. And then what we can do that can be helpful here, of course, is that these mental events, they don't really announce themselves. Usually they just pop up, and before we know it, we're swept away by it. And so it can be a bit disheartening that we're not even able to watch our mind at all, really. So what we can do is, as we've done already a couple of times mentioned, is deliberately generate a thought. Because if you're deliberately generating a thought, you're expecting it. You know it's about to come. So then you've got a chance of simply watching it arise and pass. So if every now and again you do that, you just deliberately generate a thought, then you can have a little bit of feeling of success that you've managed to actually watch a couple of thoughts without getting carried away. So that can be very helpful if you find you're just getting frustrated, getting always carried away. Also, of course, another thing, maybe some of you tried in that second session there, is if you're constantly getting carried away, is experiment with that labeling or noting. Give the mental event a name. So if something comes up, give it a name. So it can be very simple, like just thought or memory or anger or frustration. Just giving it a name, you make it an object. And then you give yourself a little bit of space from it. So you may find that that's also helpful in not getting caught up in the mental event. So you might like to experiment with that. So this is usually the sort of the most common experience people have when they begin this practice. They're just swept away all the time. But actually another common experience for beginners is the exact opposite, is that they sit down and they watch, and then all of a sudden there's nothing there. You know, my mind's usually very active, but now when I'm looking at it, it doesn't seem to be anything there. Usually, as a beginner, that's not really because your mind has suddenly become quiet or still. Unfortunately. Often the case is that, as I mentioned already in the context of the breath practice, when we want to focus on something, we usually tense in daily life and in meditation. So we know that our mind is quite chaotic. So when we went to look at the mind, we often then tense and we have a very intense focus. That intense focus is actually suffocating the mind, not giving any space for anything to come up. So if you notice that you're very intense in your focus, then, of course, like the breath, we need to relax, relax, relax. Of course, if we relax too much, we get swept away. So there's this delicate balance, of course, that we're trying to gain, to be relaxed but alert and not get swept away. But you might, if you find that you're very intense in your focus, then relax a little bit. Also, another reason, of course, as a beginner, that nothing much appears is we're lacking clarity. As with the breath practice, maybe many of you noticed that when you started focusing here at the nostrils, you noticed hardly anything, maybe nothing at all, blank. Again, it's not because there's no sensations here, it's just because our clarity is missing. So similarly in the mind practice, because our mind is not very clear, often there is a lot of mental activity going on, but we're not registering it. It's below the threshold of our awareness. So again, like the breath practice, is simply remain attentive, patient, and just sit there, and slowly, slowly, as the clarity of our attention improves, we're going to start to notice these mental events more and more. So that's another thing. And of course, if there really is nothing there appearing, then we simply observe the space of the mind itself. So that is the object when there are no mental events arising. Just rest in that space, observing that space, and waiting for a mental event to arise within that space. Okay? So that's just a few comments. Let's break for lunch now. Come back at 2 o'clock, and we'll go back into the Four Immeasurables practices in the next session.